Lawmakers are considering bills that would allow state financing approved for the original North Slope to Fairbanks project to be spent on getting Cook Inlet gas to town. Amendments made Wednesday by the House Resources Committee to the Interior Energy Project bill include a requirement for legislative approval for its advancement. Amendment sponsor, Representative Mike Hawker of Anchorage, described it as setting policy for the project.
It's very important to me that we have a project that goes forward that meets the price expectancy, the price demand the community has insisted upon. I also want to know how many more checks we're going to have to write to accomplish that.
Hawker specifically raised issue with the state-led project stepping into the Cook Inlet natural gas market.
When the state starts entering into that market and bringing to bear its regulatory authorities, it's the authorities on permitting activities, on development activities, that we really threaten the stability of what is truly a very delicate market right now.
Hawker noted that there was a shortage of Cook Inlet gas just 2 years ago. Representative Ben Nagiak of Barrow supported the amendments as means to protecting state interests.
We need to understand exactly what we're getting ourselves into.
But Anchorage Representative Jaron Tarr objected with requiring legislative approval for each step the IEP takes, saying it could jeopardize private partner investment in the project.
Because there'd be no guarantee that the legislature would give approval, so then why would this other, you know, investor want to be a part of a project subject to this, you know, political fight that might happen later and the timing.
Fairbanks officials also have concerns with the amendments and changes to funding for the Interior Energy Project. Speaking at a Thursday North Star Borough Assembly meeting, Mayor Luke Hopkins specifically cited an amendment requiring rate regulation of the borough-run nonprofit Interior Gas Utility and the reappropriation of a $45 million grant the IGU was counting on to lay local gas distribution piping.
It was very frustrating to see those actions come forward.
Hopkins says if not rescinded, the changes will delay first gas to Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.